Hello, buenas tardes.
Yeah, hello. Can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Kyle. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're not affiliated with any news media or organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to know your opinion. Do you speak fully English?
Yes, only English.
Okay. Here in this case, does anyone or any member in your household work for a radio or television station or a newspaper advertising? No?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead, which is following the best describes how you will be voting in a general election for president, U.S. Senate, or and Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, will you be definitely going to vote, likely to vote, or someone likely to vote, not voting at all?
Definitely.
Definitely will? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And now, regardless of how you may feel today, from whom did you vote on 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump,
okay. Which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliated?
Republican,
okay. And what is the last grade or formal education you completed?
College,
okay. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, White Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age range? 18-35, 36-45, 46-55, 56-65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. Thank you. Now, from the following list, which issues should your state representative focus most on to help you and your family? 1. Crime and public safety, 2, healthcare, 3, property insurance costs, 4, abortion, 5, kindergarten through 12th grade education, 6, illegal immigration, 7, growth and development, 8, taxes, 9, the environment, or 10, inflation of the cost of things like gas and groceries?
Number 1, immigration.
Immigration? Okay.
Number 2, inflation.
Okay.
Number 3, abortion.
Okay.
And I guess that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Moving forward, we're almost halfway done. If the general election for Florida state legislator were held today, which of the following best describes how you likely to vote between the Democrat candidate and Republican candidate? Definitely vote for Democrat candidate, probably vote for Democrat, like slightly to Democrat, definitely vote for Republican, probably vote for Republican, or lean slightly to Republican.
Definitely vote Republican.
Definitely Republican? Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Do you strongly approve?
Yes. Approve strongly.
Strongly approve? Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Donald Trump did as president? Strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve?
Strongly disapprove?
Okay.
Disapprove. Yeah.
Okay. And now I'm going to read to you a list of public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? Sabina Koble, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable. Sabina Koble?
Who's that?
Okay, have you heard of her?
No.
It's a public official. No, you never have? Okay. Have you heard of Vicky Lopez?
Yes.
Okay.
I like her. Yeah.
Okay. So you're very favorable.
I approve. Yes.
Okay.
Favorable.
Now, if the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, the Republican? Biden, Trump? Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for him.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today among the following candidates, from whom would you vote for? Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate, Sabina Koble, the Democrat.
Lopez.
Vicky Lopez? Okay.
Vicky Lopez.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely? Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. Okay. That concludes our survey questions. I really appreciate your time and your patience. It really helps us a lot, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.